You're listening to Interesting Lives with me, Stephen Laurie. Today, my guest is Alan Meadows. Welcome, Alan.
Hello, thank you.
So, could you briefly explain what a kibbutz is and does?
Yes, well, a kibbutz is a collective community that you can find in Israel. And it's based on the principle of equality and the joint ownership of property. So it's a kind of social commune. Traditionally, they're agriculturally based, but these days they've also moved into various kinds of industry. I was working in the agricultural side of the kibbutz.
Has your experience affected your outlook to life at all?
Well, yes. On a personal level, I think that the challenges I faced living away from home at that, relatively young age led to an increase in my sense of independence and confidence. The feeling that I could meet certain challenges on my own and adapt to a different way of life, the ability to meet people from different cultures and make friends across various social and religious divides, and of course, on a political level, on an international news level, the Middle East is rarely out of the news. And having been living in that part of the world for some 6 months, it takes on a new meaning and importance to me on a personal level.
I'm sure. Kibbutz today, do you think, are they essentially the same as they were when you were volunteering?
Yes, well, I was living there in the early 80s, so that's quite a long time ago. And I think they have changed quite a bit since those days.
Have they?
There are greater elements of privatization now in the system. Some of the kibbutz, for example, have hotel accommodation available for people who want to live on the kibbutz but not work. There are, I believe, even some kibbutz that trade their shares on certain stock markets.
Do you think these changes, you mentioned privatization, do you think these are good things?
Good or bad, perhaps they're an inevitable result of capitalism. And, you know, Israel is a modern, industrialized society. Perhaps the principles of equality and joint ownership of property that the kibbutz system was based upon are very much of their time, in the sense that when those communities were first established, it was a very tough, unforgiving environment, and people had to work together to survive. Whereas perhaps these days, those underlying factors are not so relevant.
Okay, Alan, that was very interesting. Thank you very much for coming.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Questions. Number 26. What is one way Alan's experience on a kibbutz affected him personally? Number 27. What does Alan think about the way kibbutz have changed over the years?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.